Many questions remain after yesterday's Supreme Court ruling that threw out mandatory sentencing guidelines in federal cases. At the same time, the court said federal judges must still consult those guidelines when they impose sentences. Walter Smith Jr. is chief federal judge for the Western District of Texas. He's pleased that the court's ruling allows judges to again exercise discretion in imposing sentences, and he offers this example.
As I understand it, I still have to consult those guidelines and take them into consideration, but they're not mandatory. So if I think a young lady who was married to a man who was involved in drugs and was charged in a conspiracy and was facing a 10-year sentence, if I think that's terribly excessive in that particular case, I would now have the right to depart downward, it's what we used to say, to sentence to whatever I thought was appropriate. There are cases where someone is accused of a white-collar crime and they have embezzled hundreds of thousands of dollars, and the guidelines might impose a sentence of 9 months. And I might think that doesn't make a clear enough statement as to that kind of crime, and I might want to sentence somebody to more than that. So it works both ways.
You know, this all raises the whole question of appeal. The justices yesterday said that the sentences can be reviewed on appeal for reasonableness, that's their word, which seems to open the door to a whole lot of appeals of sentences, and Justice Scalia seemed to indicate that that might wreak havoc on the system. What do you think?
I pretty much agree with that. Before the sentencing guidelines were passed by Congress, no one could appeal a sentence. Now, if that's to be the case, that any sentence can be appealed on the basis of reasonableness, then virtually every sentence will be, and it will cause havoc in the courts of appeals.
And how do you think that plays out? Where does that end up for defendants?
Well, all of this is going to end up with Congress stepping in and having its say. Congress is not going to, I don't think, just allow this to stand. I think Congress wants to have control, as it did in passing the sentencing guidelines and in creating the sentencing commission and in having sentencing guidelines amended virtually every year. Congress is going to step in and say, this is what we want, and we don't trust federal judges to have discretion. This is what the law is going to be, and we'll just have to wait and see what that happens to be.
Well, if Congress goes ahead, as you're predicting they might, would that be potentially a worse outcome than the system that was in place before? For you as a judge?
Well, yes, from my vantage point, personally, it would be, because I guess like every judge, I think my discretion is correct, and the decisions I make are correct, so I want to be able to make those decisions. Congress doesn't agree that all federal judges always make correct decisions, and so Congress wants to control that. So I would hope that Congress leaves it alone, just as it is now. Let the sentencing guidelines be advisory, not mandatory, and see what happens. Because my prediction is that most judges will still follow the guidelines, except in exceptional cases where they feel like the guidelines are either too high or too low.
Judge Smith, thanks very much for talking with us today.
You're more than welcome.
Walter Smith Jr. is chief federal judge for the Western District of Texas. He spoke with us from Waco.